Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell, an international call.
Hell, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right, people, y'all already know what time it is. We is up in this Muramica. Thursday time for music, man. Y'all already know it's official. You know, so each and every Thursday, man, you know what I'm saying, get back on the grind, giving the artists all of the shine. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk, but it's not all about me. You know what I'm saying? This is about the artists and breaking motherfucking artists in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what we doing. No talking, except for the nutty news at the top of the hour. And it's back to the jam. So come out and, you know, check out some hot new music for any artists from around the world. And I mean the world. And first thing first, you know what I'm saying? We're going to start this thing off. And I got some more music that I'm going to be bringing up in here. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down, man. Y'all just sit back, relax, listen to some dope shit. And we're going to get into it. Start this thing off with Ms. Bonnie Fonche. Well, hand, and don't forget, October 3rd is coming up, Club Nouveau. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be in the building. Your boy smells so good. We'll be officially on the panel. And we're going to do it real big. It's sponsored by themissmouthtimes.com. Check her out for more info. We also got the $10,000 indie artist giveaway. So it's going to be real hot, man. Y'all stay tuned and check us out. This Captain Smells So Good, flying through with the international calls. Mr. Sayonat. And as a matter of fact, he up in here early. So before we get all off into the music and get to the continuous jams after jams after jams after jams, y'all already know what time
it is.
Oh, hey, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Can you hear me all right?
Did I who?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, no, I just plugged in my microphone and didn't know if the levels were all right. Normally I check that, but I was busy doing some stuff from work, so it's good that you have a music show today.
Oh, here you go, bringing work home. What the hell be wrong with y'all bringing goddamn work home, man? Leave the work at work. Yeah, that's what I mean. Leave your work at work. But anyways, what the hell? Yeah, you done forgot what the hell I'm asking. Oh, I fucking forgot. Hey, didn't you say you have some new music that you're supposed to upload?
Yeah, I have, but I've been kind of busy.
Oh, okay. No, I was looking, I didn't see anything.
Can I log into the switchboard at the same time that you were in there? I guess not.
Yeah. Shit, 10,000 people can log into the switchboard. Only one person can log into the chat.
What?
Yeah, unless you log in as a co-host. Click on the log in the chat as co-host, and then then you know what I'm saying, then both of us will be in the chat room at the same time. And then you open up another browser, you know what I'm saying, and then you can log in again and then be in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? That's how the motherfuckers I find out be cheating on their damn shows and shit. You going in their shit thinking there's a lot of people in there. It's just motherfuckers that done open up different browsers and then re-logged in. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how they be in the chat room trying to make the stats look all higher and shit. Man, motherfuck that. We all about real stats here, people. You know what I'm saying? Really getting it in. And, yeah, this is what goes down. Shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. You know, you got few minutes. You got about 55 minutes, goddammit, to the nutty news. It's going down. A lot of news for you, too. Whole hour. Whole hour. You know what I'm saying? Oh, guess who the prank caller was? You know who the prank caller was, right?
You talking to me? You said it to me yesterday, Howard Stern?
Yeah, okay, but we still
How did you find that out, by the way?
Through Big Grizz in San Jose, California, who happens to subscribe to XM Radio.
Uh-huh.
And actually heard the fucking bit on XM Radio.
Can we get that part of what
yeah,
they
have? That's the whole thing, man. I need to just contact them. That's what I need to do. Just contact O'Howard and shit, and you know what I'm saying, and see how we can get the transcript, or if we can get him on an interview, and then we can be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Well, how do we get copies of the shit? You know what I'm saying? We need that for our archives. We need that one now. We need that. You know what I mean? Howard Stern, yeah, we need that. Let's see. Nah, I already called that. I already called the 1-888. What is it? 7-9, asshole? Fucking right, we was on hold like an asshole. It's all good. By the time I come back, man, I'm going to get about 3 songs. By the time I come back, I'm going to be sending it as an email or something. And we're going to try to see if he even... Oh, if you call back in, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's call back in. Don't matter to me.
If he calls back in, we got to pluck your show a little more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got to smash the show there. Now I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you already know this is blogtalkradio.com @WDGE Radio. And we talk to you at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as you check us out live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just in case you try to hang up on us after you figure out we're using them for promo and shit. Hell, these fucking guys are using me for promo. This isn't even funny anymore. Goddamn right. Yeah, you got a phone number for us, Ms. Heavenly Angel? Konnichiwa, my bad.
Konnichiwa. What was that? I didn't hear you.
No, so you got a phone number for us?
A phone number? I've been trying to find one. That's all I could find.
Yeah, it's the email address. You know, you want to email them and shit. I mean, trying to email.
Yeah, them. I couldn't find one. That was the only one I could find.
All
right. But that's funny. That's hilarious. He got pranked too in the meantime.
How though? Okay, so you got to be subscribed to XM Radio to actually get the phone number to call.
Oh, is that what it is? Did you get it?
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to actually be subscribed. He don't have like no just, you know, random call me up number and shit. He don't have that. So, unlike Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? They got a natural neutral number. You can come right here on the show and see the number and what to call in. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to their shows. You got to decide. Well, we already did that shit, though.
Yeah, you can't go to their show and prank their ass.
Yeah, you got to sign up. And then when you sign, I ain't doing all that shit. You ain't got no fucking XM radio.
Smiley.
Hell, I'm going to be on a free trial, but we don't have the radio. We don't have the system to use the best.
I want to hear it on his show. That's hilarious.
I want to hear it, period. Let me look up Howard Stern. Shows, I guess, but I can't because you still should be able to listen to the archives.
I was listening to it.
What was that? No, I'm saying of Howard Stern show though.
Oh, he's got archives.
Oh, they should.
I didn't see that.
Let's see, Howard Stern's archives.
Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough.
Well, maybe it's Howard Stern Archives. Let's see. Want to see results for the first Howard Stern? No. I gave caller named Dan the chance to take the Miss Howard, you know, fan site. Stern stuff, howardstern.com. Sternarchives.com, Howard Stern Audio Archives. If you need to contact us, here we go, Stern Archives.
Oh, really? Can you link
yeah.
it?
Let's see, maintenance mode. Yeah, because it's going to take a little bit of looking through. He got
yeah.
all this shit.
See if you can find it. What day was that? Was that the 10th? I think so. It was on Wednesday, last
yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, so that was, hold on, get you a date. Last Wednesday was the 8th.
Oh, the 8th, okay.
All right. All right, people, do your homework. We are looking for Howard Stern right now, people. I'm playing a little music here.
I've uploaded the file, by the way, that you asked me to.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the Real World, it's a description.
Oh, okay. No, they only show the Bilderberg group. But, yeah, I get into that as soon as it refreshes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get all into that. All right, so let's start this thing off with some Bonnie Bon Shea and Heels on.
I see they told you I was a pig.
Oh. I guess I am.
Yo, B. We got us another one. You ready?
The real world was at the end of my block when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world. it's a pretty tough place, that one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog. Other fellow gets the promotion. You have better skills, better aptitudes. But some way management says you're too goody-goody, you don't drink with the guy, and so you get passed over, and he's the one who gets the job. Mother of three dies with cancer while her neighbor who sleeps around seemingly enjoys good health. The real world is where you desperately want a baby and you pray, God, give me a child. But the girl who works in your office has an abortion and she laughs about it. That's the real world.
Wow. You gotta love that one. But if you like that one, major back to back with another one. Check
what they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Thank you. la 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 la. You know, baby, I just need more of you. La 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 la, baby. Ooh. It's early in the morning and I'm feeling, baby, for you. Even though late that night, did those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and say. La la la, la la la, la. Hey. La 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 la. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming, me and you. I can't seem to get off my mind. Morning to, ooh, 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 baby. But I have one more request, just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day, baby, baby. La, la, la.
Get things straight, 'cause I'm not the type that you just see one night. was a baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he can take me. Maybe so, that could even be, but I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down, and I feel a little boy when we are apart now. More hugs, show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice, and like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts, and all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always exact. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
Back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNANR Indie Artist Seminar presented by going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010 at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Give this fight back to me. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up, so please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, no, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priority. I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories. All I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house, we getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. Y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one thunder, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the Bowlers, and this is for the Shot Callers. This is for the Thugs, and this is for the Thug X. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff, puff, pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a kid in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak nigga. With your crack, powder, and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood. And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's short. No. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yeah.
Blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step on for me and pass the toast. I told you before, don't matter to me if it's show. Come on. This 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Dizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the track, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's a green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dizzle, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Owl, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get punk, it's time to get punk, y'all. Pass the
blunt.
Fucking high song to a little beat. He just can't do it.
make you black out, pass out on the floor, and make all your friends out. You weak bitch, please, I don't want you on your knees. Get the hell out the club, I don't want you next to me. You see your double vision, baby, which one am I? You so goddamn high, put my seat in your eye. And I wanna get high.
Bush. this. He's a tambourine man who takes Alice to Wonderland, where every farmer is rich, blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks a mile. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk. Light the fire and held the tree. Ignite the cell and held the tree. A cycle in matrimony and held the tree. Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees. Trees think about the leaves. Through history. Known for his mind altering properties. Offering prophecies that are evident and true. Take these papers.
Baby, I love you for you. You just think
a woman's job. Cook and clean, you just need to stop. See what I have to say. You don't appreciate me.
You don't appreciate
no,
me.
No, 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 no.
For the little things.
Ooh.
All the years I've spent with you. You don't appreciate
me. When you come home real late, wanting me to hear about today,
you don't ask why.
Why
I look so blue? You just walk on by.
Wait,
don't
no
even
me.
Know the thoughts of why.
Wait, no
you just me. Make me so confused. Why I favor you?
I just have to watch myself. There's gotta be someone to buy. Adore me and embrace everything I do.
You don't
appreciate me
for the little things,
for the little things.
All the years I've spent with you,
I've been with you.
You don't appreciate,
you don't appreciate. You don't know
for the little things,
for the little things.
All the years I've spent.
There's no doubt, you are the man that I love, and I want to spend a lifetime with you. But if you can't see all the pain that you cause, then it's time for you to see why I'm passionate about the league.
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Pride, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Feel like me,
feel like sex to me.
It's on the ringtone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all are coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beach, we murking these streets. All right. Don't you try to sneak me, I got my ear. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Standing on the edge, the edge of the ocean. Right on the threshold of evolution. Right at the precipice. Try to run for my life, or should I run and don't think? Should I run and don't think? Take a look at my life and all that I've done. My own choices.
Y'all know what's going on. Time for the minute news, goddammit. It is going down, people. Don't worry. It's gone now. Find out what you burn. Let me go punch his ass. It's gone. Find out what you burn. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. My bad. We're going to find out what you burn, goddammit. We're going to get your motherfucking ass. And everything I love, we're going to punch his motherfucking ass, people.
You know what I
want to
know?
What was good?
How did he get the idea to call in here? Did he get a tip from somebody? Or did he find it out himself? Really want to
know. Yeah. Because all his blog talk that popular. And you know what I'm saying? And he just wanted to, and he done been came by and checked out shows and done did it before. Because a lot of these shows are just talk shows, but then they be a lot of weird people on this motherfucker. So you can go through a few people's shows. Like if you go through Frank Garrett's show and do that, oh man, he'll lose his motherfucking mind. All these motherfuckers calling in from a motherfucking show and that adds fire to his show. Fly Lady, he calling the Fly Lady show. She'll probably go crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God. Like,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm telling you.
Oh, by the way, I want to know how many revenue that she brings in a month, Fly Lady.
With that so-called 300 guests she always has. Yeah, man.
I never listened to it. I always see the picture, and then I have to laugh, and I click it away, but...
yeah. Why is it always 300? It's always 300 guests, but then when she asks them everybody to sign up, there ain't never 300 people in that motherfucker. And always 300 guests. Man, what the hell?
Yeah, what can happen, I've seen it a lot also with a lot of conspiracy shows, is that they embed the player in some kind of website that's very popular where people come to listen to that, and those people don't know what Blog Talk is. They just listen to the player, and they get signed in as a guest. Or they get linked, or somebody like that. So just a lot of people that don't... Yeah, I want to sign up for
Blog Talk,
I guess. Just get there
from
another website.
Well, man, we're over in London, because you already know what time it is. Time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Let's get into it. Smoke them if you got them, if you ain't. You ain't shit. You ain't got that water about me.
Well, I'm emailing Howard Stern right now.
Thank you.
And I said, hello, Howard. Did you go on the Blog Talk radio show?
You been all polite and shit. Hey, motherfucker. You sent me called my homeboy up, punk bitch. What's his show information? And then that'd be it. Heavenly Angel.
Yeah. Found it right there. What I said.
All right, well, hand those.
On Starship Smelly's Fry show.
Well, put your woman's spin on it and do what you do.
What?
You know.
You want to hear it or not?
Got it. Oh, you gonna read what you wrote? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It's short and simple. It's Howard, did you go on the Blog Talk radio show and make a prank call on the Starship Smelly Prize show? If you did, it was so funny. I was the one that told you I got a big black strap on for you. Bend over, bitch, and wait, bend over and take it like a bitch. Please let me know if it was you. Much love. It was so funny. Come back again.
And then leave the radio. And if not, leave the show link, blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, good idea. Yeah, I'll do that,
yeah. Yeah. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Either way, get some promo up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hell, leave the number two. Don't forget to call back in. 347-237-5125. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We all live over here. Shit. Want to
give
simulcast? Yeah. Give me the
number again, slow.
Oh, 347. Woman, the number you call, goddammit. What the?
I know, but I don't see it in front of my face. I'm on the page trying to type it, sir.
347-237-5125. Got that, sweetheart?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Try to take care of our guests here on the Starship Country Pass. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Evelyn, for hooking that up. People, what we're trying to do, we are in the tips of contacting Mr. Howard Stern with XM Radio, who we believe was the suspect in the prank calling of the Starship Smelly Prize show on the 8th.
And I also linked the show that was pranked so he can hear it.
And we want to find out. We will see within the next couple of days. All right, we'll be in London. Check this out. And this is some weird shit. Hope nobody ain't eating. Owner laid dead on the couch after real estate agent shows home. Yeah. An estate agent showed prospective buyers around the house while the owner lay dead on her sofa. Right. It's the agent, Samuel Allfort. I named that. Said he had assumed a 55-year-old woman was sleeping and continued with the prearranged viewing. After viewing, he returned to the property as something wasn't right. He found the homeowner, Catherine Frame, motionless on the sofa where she had turned a yellowish color. Okay, first of death. That's not a good way to start the show off, but on. Here goes Catherine. All right. All right. That's Miss Catherine. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Let's keep this thing moving. Damn it, Florida. Stay the fuck out the headline. Jesus.
You're moving up in ranking.
But notice all this stupid shit that we do, though. This ain't your average UK type shit. We do just some country ass stupid shit. You know, crashing in the Starbucks. You know, we do a lot of crashing, boy. Motherfucker can't drive in Florida, boy. You old people, young people. Now, nobody can't drive shit. Didn't need bicycles, man. Crashing to each other on a bicycle. But anyway. We over in St. Augustine where a man ran from deputies and covered his body in mud. Might have been watching a little too much Rambo. Right. Man faces charges after he ran from deputies and covered his body in mud while hiding in the woods. He allegedly told deputies that he first needed to speak with his father, who has Crohn's disease. What is that?
Crohn's disease?
Yeah.
It affects your body and it's very painful and it can attack your organs.
As soon as the handcuffs were removed, Croton fled behind the convenience store into the wooded area. They followed his footprints into the woods and found Croton hiding under some tree roots with mud smeared all over him from head to toe. You're a dumbass. And because of that, you get an award. All righty. Let's see what you get. The monkey shit? Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he deserves the second one. And the second one is just for the fucking fake Rambo shit. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. You remember that scene in Rambo where he did that? He covered himself all in mud and shit. He hiding. What was that? Was that Rambo versus? Or was that Predator?
Predator. It was Predator.
Predator.
It was
Predator.
Yeah, there was a fucking Sylvester. Fucking Arnold. Yeah.
How many mistakes
there
can you make in a minute?
Shit. I made about 1,000 of them, but fuck it. We on point. Goddamn Predator. Shout out to Arnold Mudanega. Oh. Yeah. See, y'all don't do that. I don't know the movement in that car. Okay, here we go. Let's keep it moving. In Australia, oi mate and shrimp on the barbie to all y'all Australians. Shout out to old Mrs. Lena J. Checking us out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It's, everybody on Facebook too, man. Much love to you. Toy guns will have to be licensed under the Jew firearms law. man. Hello, people. Any item that looks like a gun will have to be licensed under several changes to the Weapons Act being considered to the Queensland state government. Even guns made out of materials as unlikely as soap or plastic may have to be kept under lock and key if they could reasonably be taken to be a weapon. If it looks like a gun and feels like a gun, it will have to be licensed.
Yeah, it sure is.
Damn. So what about water guns?
Say hello to my little friend.
Damn. Tighten it up, boy. They tighten it up. People, you're taking the gun. You're taking the gun. Better learn some combat, goddammit, hand to hand. Shit. Over in New Jersey, teacher who pulled boy out of class by his ear gets jail time. Damn. A judge has sentenced a New Jersey gym teacher and coach. Who grabbed a student by the ear and ushered him out of class to 90 days in jail. Alan Russian pleaded guilty to a disorderly persons offense. Rushing resigned from Monroe High School after the confrontation. Rushing said he asked the student to leave several times when the student entered class to retrieve his iPod. Rushing said he grabbed the student after the boy cursed at him. Damn. I don't know which way that goes. That's fucked up. That motherfucker, 90 days, bitch, you done lost your job either way it goes. You might as well resign. Because you will be fired. We don't want criminals on our fucking payroll. The hell out of here. Damn. All right, then. Let's go to California, where IHOP sues IHOP over trademark.
Oh, wow.
Hell, how the fuck I'll go through that? All right, people. I'll buy that for $2. Well, let's find out. IHOP Pancake, based in Glendale, California, has sued IHOP Prayer, which I don't know what the fuck that is.
Do they have IHOP?
Kansas. Huh?
Do they have IHOP mashed potatoes?
No, man. It's all two companies, man. IHOP is the pancake company. That's the restaurant that makes the pancakes. And then they have, that's in Glendale, California. But
oh, it's not IHOP.
IHOP. What?
It's not IHOP.
IHOP. IHOP.
Uh-huh. It's not IHOP.
No. I'll give you a damn award, man. That sued IHOP Prayer, based in Kansas City, for trademark dilution and infringement. The lawsuit, filed last week in U.S. District Court, in Los Angeles essentially said there was room for only one IHOP, and that would be the restaurant chain that has been using the initials since 1973. The religious group, drawing thousands from around the world to South Kansas City to prepare for end times, was started just 10 years ago. What the hell is it stand for then? International House of Prayer. Oh, that's catchy. That's dick riding like a motherfucker doing. Get off their dicks. Their International House of Prayer. Y'all know y'all can't. That's, man, they know that shit. How you going to use a for-profit name for a non-for-profit organization? You see what I'm saying? That's what that is. In Texas, a man is stung by 1,200 bees.
1,200? Is he okay?
Yeah. Wow. Lamar LaCase, 65, was mowing his lawn when the unexpected bee attack took place, covering his body with stingers. Mr. LaCase managed to call his son Trey 6 times to ask for help, but received no answer. When his son called him back, Mr. LaCase managed to tell him that he was in bees. When Mr. LaCase was found by his son, he was slumped over a fence and covered by the swarming bees. All right, we're going to go in a little bit more on this story. And, yeah. All right, if the motherfucker should pull up. Let's go.
With 1,200 bees, I guess he got stung in a lot of places you don't want to get stung. Yeah.
And damn!
Am I getting the award yet?
No, but I'm pretty sure you hear the dude in the hospital.
Yeah, possibly.
Damn. And reactions from the crowd.
Ooh!
Oh. Well, not that crowd.
Let me see. It's still loading. It's still loading.
Man.
Hey, it's the Michelin man.
Damn, he fucked up. Like somebody whooped his ass.
Hey, does he have matching dots in his face that match the shirt that he's wearing?
Hell no, fuck that. Just egging for a war, ain't you, boy? Talking about the engine, man. You talking about the engine. Yeah, his head was black solid. His head was black solid bees, he said. It looked like a beehive on his head. Hospital staff managed to pull more than 1,200 stingers from his body, as well as a whole bees from his ears, nose, mouth, and throat. He will be released from the hospital in the next few days. Though his body will take longer to process all the bee venom. And he survived that shit? Damn.
Uh-huh. Lucky bastard.
Dang. Alright. Fuck world news. Who gives a fuck about the world? This is the world. And I mean the world. And we're moving on, people. Over here to Dodge County. What the hell is that at? Dodge County.
Yeah. Sounds Midwest to me.
Yeah, sounds country as hell because, bus drivers fired after allowing 2 students to drive the bus.
Okay.
Yeah. A Dodge County school bus driver was fired after allowing two students on her route to drive a bus down a dirt road while other students were on board. Patricia Cuda, a bus driver for 9 dumbass years to do that shit, was fired after allowing a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old to drive the bus about a mile on a dirt road. Cuda was the mother of one of the children. Cuda told school officials she allowed the teen to drive her bus because the students asked her to. That's what I'm talking about. Well, can we get some of that Cuda there, Miss Cuda? If we ask you to? The hell?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Tell me. And that's literally.
Really, that
man,
is.
That is, boy, you just country and shit. In Texas, oh, man, all my exes, I don't know, shit, they might be in Texas. I don't give a fuck. That's why they call it. man gets 99 years in prison for stealing a carton of cigarettes. Ain't no fucking way, man. God damn. A Central Texas jury has sentenced a man to 99 years in prison for stealing a carton of cigarettes, a carton of death, from a death shop. I mean, a smoke shop. I'm sorry, people. The McLennan County jury sentenced 55-year-old, is y'all fucking serious, Leon Willis Wilkerson in Waco, or is that Waco? Yeah, still same shit. Waco, Waco. They're all the same. After finding him guilty of robbery, Wilkerson was charged as a habitual criminal. He had a record of 8 previous felony convictions and 12 misdemeanors. Damn. And your last fucking crime is to go to jail or to prison for the rest of your life for a pack of fucking cigarettes. Oh, I guess you have plenty of smokes behind bars, brother. Yeah. You better have some racks stored up. If you ain't got no racks, you ain't smoking. Yeah. No. All right, people. We're back in Florida. Check this. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of shit we do here.
Back in Florida again?
Yeah. We're back.
Moving
down
up
there.
In the rankings.
Yeah. Hey. I'm trying to start keeping a fucking track record of this shit, man. Fuck. Clerk beats a customer for wanting to use a $50 bill to pay for beer. Damn right. Say that shit down here. I don't know if I have $50 bills to know. Authorities in Florida said they arrested a gas station clerk who allegedly used a stick to beat a customer who wanted to use a $50 bill to pay for his beer. The Collier County Sheriff's Office said Renews Amon, 22, a clerk at the Sunoco gas station in Immokalee, became angry when a customer attempted to buy a six-pack of beer with a $50 bill.
Hey, can you buy beer at a gas station over there?
Yeah, you buy beer at any station, anywhere. Shit.
You can't get
everywhere
beer over here. You
beer.
Can't get alcohol, period, at gas stations over here because, alcohol
promote,
on the road in your car.
We promote drinking and driving over here. Yeah. but we got big billboards to tell you not to, but we damn sure promote the hell out of it. See ya. Who the fuck goes into the store, buys a six pack, and doesn't crack one bill? If you do a survey on that, man, please, you'll find just how many motherfuckers actually drink and drive. And I guarantee you, it's motherfucker at least 80% of motherfuckers who drink alcohol. Crack a beer, slap out the motherfucking stove when they get into the car and crack the beer and drink it while they drive.
Yeah, I can understand why they banned it over here.
but it's all in proportion. I mean, it's not like you know what I'm saying, you coming fresh out of the store and you drinking a whole six pack, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's all in proportion, that's right. If I would have drinking one bottle of beer, one can of beer, I would be under the legal limit, but I still would feel it in my driving because I haven't drunk alcohol in 14 years.
Well, then you should know that, and you shouldn't be the one drinking goddamn and driving.
Yeah, but I won't do that. If I would, I would.
Yeah, so I have to get your license taken. Oh, they got plans for you, though. Believe you me, they put you on the motherfucking, you get that DUI. Oh, that's some shit you don't even want. You see, this is a capitalistic country. You got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck what you do, as long as we can make money off of you. And that's what they're going to do. So as soon as you get hit with that DUI, the DUI is going to run you 2 years on probation. They're going to take your license for 2 years completely. You can't even drive. So they're going to tow your car. They're going to impound your car. So you might as well kiss that goodbye, because by the time you're talking about getting it out of impound, and the tow fee going to be so high on it. So that's gone. Then when they put you on probation, listen now, when they put you on probation, you got to pay probation fees, which is supervisor fees. If you happen to be a smoker, then you got to pay for every piss test. If you're a smoker, also, they find any, you know, weed in you, then they're going to put you on drug. Well, either way, you're going to be on drug and alcohol abuse classes. Each one of those classes run you $40. Most of those classes are 2 to 3 times a week. And those are for the 2 years of the probation that you're on. So now you do the calculation, by the time you get off of damn that $6 motherfucking pack of beer or that $1 beer, yeah, you're going to kick out at least about 10 grand. Guaranteed.
Well,
and then when you get your license back, they're going to put you on SR-22 insurance, which is like, you know, jacking your insurance. It's the worst insurance they ever have.
If you're stupid enough to drink and drive, you deserve it. Sorry to
there
say,
you
but you deserve
it. There you go. So, you know, you got to do everything in moderation, people. Do everything in moderation. But, Renews Ahmad, back to you. You were fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's the one of you goddamn crazy-ass rabies, man. These motherfuckers come down here. These are crazy motherfuckers, man. They get into the hood thinking they black and shit. And then they want to just, I don't know, they lose their motherfucking mind. Maybe you want to whoop their ass. You know what I'm saying? Talk shit to you. Get your ass out there here, bitch. You motherfucker, learn how to cuss first before you cuss somebody out. Bitch, you get beach out of here. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't afraid of the question out, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, leave my store. I ain't no subject. Get the fuck out of my store. Damn, why are you talking to me like that? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what? Are you serious? There's a lot of these motherfuckers talk to you, man. So, hell yeah. But that's why they get their ass shot, too. So, for every action, there's an opposite of equal reaction. Believe that. Anyways.
Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
There you go. Renew that, Zaman. Motherfucker. Oh, God, shit is that. Can't pay for goddamn beer and shit. Okay. Oh, thank you. We're not in Florida. Wow. In Australia. I just read the headline first, people. And I was thankful. Yeah, man tries to have sex with landlord's dog.
Ew.
Man, thank you for not being a Florida people. Not even in the United States. Damn. A man has appeared in court charged with attempted bestiality after twice trying to have sex with his landlord's Great Dane dog. Bradley Stephen Whitehead, 37, pleaded guilty in Kearns District Court to 2 charges of attempted bestiality and 2 of stealing. The court heard Whitehead was a chronic alcoholic and was staying with a couple in Cooktown who agreed to help him in exchange for work on their property. Oh, yeah, he's put their work all right. that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Man, that's fucked up. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he did get.
Have you ever seen a Big Dane dog? They drool like crazy.
The motherfucker's like 7 feet when they stand up on you, man. No joke.
Yeah.
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
I hope next...
He's an asshole!
I hope next time he'll try a pit bull.
He's gonna be gone for a few years, so he should be sober to think about that nasty shit he's trying to do. Damn. And Ohio, dynamite sticks from movie Spark Bomb Alert. What? Jefferson County Sheriff Fred Abdallah said the device resembling two sticks of dynamite with wires was detonated by bomb squad and turned out to be harmless. Sheriff Abdallah said that he suspected it was a prop left behind by a film crew that was making Unstoppable. A thrill about a runaway train. Wheeling and Lake Erie railway workers had found the item earlier in the day along tracks near Rayland, about 128 miles east of Columbus.
I would like to see a picture of that. Everybody behind walls, 100 meters away, a crowd, cameras, people with taking pictures, and then they press it, and nothing happened.
Poking it and shit, you know what I mean? Put a firecracker underneath and see what it does. Oh, man. Over in Los Angeles, California, man. Bodies found in airport restroom. Possible suicide. Yeah. Officials say a dead body has been found in a men's restroom at Los Angeles International Airport. Airport spokesman Albert Rodriguez says a cleaner found the body around 7:45 a.m. in a restroom in Terminal 3. The coroner's office is looking at death as a possible suicide. The official says the body was found with a bag on its head and its hands bound. How the fuck is this a suicide?
Yeah.
I mean, if he was found with handcuffs on, that might be. You know what I'm saying? To put a bag over your head and then put a handcuff on you so you can't take the bag off. I can understand that. But to tie your motherfucking hands with your hands behind your back, I don't see that. I don't see that at all. All right. I'll buy that for a dollar. I need to get that sound bite. I'll buy that for a dollar. I'll get that. Because I say that too much. Oh, man. In Oregon, camel saved from sinkhole. A camel in Oregon. What the f*** is a camel doing in Oregon? All right.
There are more nutty people living in Oregon, so it's possible.
Yeah. I guess they want to stay on the trail. Oh. It was an unusual call for firefighters, but a camel named Moses needed to be rescued. Right. Y'all gotta rescue Moses. Hey, why you couldn't just split the sinkhole? He split the Red Sea. Oh, that was Jesus. Not bad.
That was Moses.
That was Moses. Split the part of the Red Sea. Yeah, I got my biblical storytales told right. All right. It was, a camel named Moses, needed to be rescued. The call came yesterday in Clackamas County, Oregon. After the Oregon city owners of the camel called firefighters to say that Moses is falling into a sinkhole about 2 meters deep and was possibly injured. Send somebody now. The owners, who have several camels and run a children's ministry, had tried to get the camel out themselves, but failed. Oh, isn't that sweet? Y'all doing with camels, though. All right. Let's go over here to the still number one leader in the world, people. The UK. Oh, yeah. Picking up steam every day. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Gonna be the class of their own pretty soon.
I know you're praying for that every night. Please let us not catch up with the UK. Please let Flo have that.
But see, we don't match the nuttiness, though. See what I'm saying? We don't match the nuttiness of the UK. That's one thing. Pound for pound, nobody don't match what's going down in the UK. Because, a woman is left paralyzed by pole dancing class. Yeah, that's where they want to teach the old fifth graders how to pole dance. Right.
I've seen it happen.
Right.
On Dutch television. They did pole dancing lessons, and there was a dumb blonde teaching the pole dancing lessons, and the other woman was up in the pole, and then she said, yeah, now we'll release your hands. Kadang! On her head.
Bam. Right. A British woman broke her neck and was left paralyzed in a freak accident during a pole dancing fitness session. Debbie Plowman, 32, from York, North Ireland, England, was performing a routine maneuver known as cross ankle release when she fell, breaking her neck and severely damaging her spinal cord. She remains in pain and unable to move since the accident. Dang.
I got the video of it.
I can't even give her an award because she fucked up. Well, damn.
Smiley, if you have a chance, check this one out.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. Well, I've seen something like that. Or the chick. Well, she didn't break her neck, though. Online. Oh, yeah, this is what I've seen. This is where they started getting into a fight, though.
Yeah, that was live on Dutch television. It was awesome.
Just lie down.
When you see it, you see her hanging in the pole, like, hey, what is she hanging on to? And then the blonde says, yeah, let go of your hands now. Kidding!
What's she supposed to be sliding down? She's supposed to be sliding down, dumbass. You don't want none. Uh-oh. Blonde getting on her. Get her. I think the blonde got her. Uh-oh. What the hell is Tanja Dexter Metzing? What is that?
That had to been set up.
Tanja Dexter Metzing.
Tanja Dexter is the name of the girl that the blonde girl that did the lessons.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What's she doing? Reading in the nude or something? Is she in the nude? No. Of course not, because YouTube doesn't play porn. No. Right. Where's the 18-year-old YouTube you found there, Evelyn Angel?
Where's the 18-year-old?
Yeah, I was just playing. All right, check this out. 813, I'm going to be in just a second. Let me finish up this last bit of news. Look at Charles' motherfucking YouTube. I don't know what the hell I'm watching. It's in Deutsch. So, there you go. All right, in Japan, Barbara beats heat with snow cone shampoos. What the hell is that? Japanese people come up with some shit, boy. With Japan sweltering through the hottest summer on the record, Hitoshi Satoyos, ice scraping machine has been going almost nonstop, but instead of topping off the bowls of ice shavings with strawberry or lemon lime syrup for a tasty treat, Saito squirts in some shampoo and then dumps the concoction onto the heads of his customers. The hell good does that do? For the past 6 years, the hair station Saito Barbershop in Yokohama has been helping customers beat the heat with snow combs for the noggin. What the hell? No. So he's spraying ice on your head. Ice shavers on the head. How does that? Yeah, apparently, I don't know what the hell to say about that. That is definitely nutty, people. And I will buy that for a dollar. All right, keep it moving in New Jersey. Someone fell from a plane without a parachute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Let's party.
That's fucked up. Searchers failed to find signs that anyone fell from a plane without a parachute. Over southern New Jersey, authorities called off an intensive aerial and ground search because of darkness. Egg Harbor Township Police Captain Michael Morris said, or that might be Michael Morris, and said, police received reports from three credible witnesses that a person wearing a jumpsuit had fallen from a plane without a parachute. All right, so the first thing would be to check the local motherfucking airstrips and shit and find out if anybody, you know what I'm saying, had any passengers that jumped out of the fucking plane. And, yeah, wow. Didn't even do no detective work on that one. Oh, man. And last but not least, people, we're getting back into the music. In New York, fake cop tries to pull over real detective. What the f*** is wrong with you people, man? What the hell is going on? A Long Island man faces impersonation charges after police said a driver he pulled over for a traffic stop turned out to be a legitimate detective. Suffolk County Police said a 35-year-old Victor Alfaro Marquez of Selby was arrested hours after the attempted traffic stop. Detective William Zambito was driving home from work when an unmarked car with flashing lights and sirens stopped him. When Zambito told Alfaro Marquez he was an off-duty officer, police said Alfaro Marquez fled the scene. Yeah.
Here. Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
I mean, come on, people. And that was it. Yeah. And that will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Follow your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean, oh, wow. And we're getting back into some news.
Yeah, can't live with them, can't live with dollars. Yeah, what time for the ladies, man? Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit? Look here.
Smoking ass, and if she like what you see, that she'll love you too. So if you got a girl, you better leave her happy, honey. And just right, ain't tight. She give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on a money mission now, play a cool pass. You ain't got nothing to spend, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brain, you gave her brain. Now that's the mind frame. You smoke the blood, you smoke the blood. This is from Bell Wayne. Shorty don't owe you shit. Love it when you call a bitch. She just the little in a jazzy ass outfit. How done, now done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so good. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep the gangsta about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep the gangsta about that paper, she my soul. Yeah, if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just take your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hear a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're some soft nigga, you need to be don't call. Can't live good, I can't live good. Can't live good,
damn, so can't live
with dollars. Can't live good, I can't live good. Can't live good,
damn, so can't live with dollars.
Back, yes, this right here. If I'm locked up, she accept my call. 32 talk like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have an end here. Breakup, breakup, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Breakup, breakup, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be slow when I get your appointment. You know I keep it real. I'm trying to tell you, go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game.
Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking walk.
This shit gotta laugh.
You know black women, that shit though, it lasts one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hand nails done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't ask none. They don't even want no sleep. They sleep just like this here.
Hey, baby. Can I talk for a minute? Like
have them next to me. But I try to be honest, dude, really turn me on. So much so, I talk about them in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on, so I put the brakes on it. That he acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and pulled me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa.
I'm looking at porn or something on goddamn YouTube. Breast exams, cooter exams, and all this other kind of shit.
Finish!
And we only got a few minutes left to the show. Thank Ms. Heavenly Angel for giving us this woman's insight on women. Yeah, I'm all in the cooter hole. I'm all in the
vaginal exams.
Oh, yeah. And if you'd like to see your own vaginal exam or touch breast, check out Dr. Steele, how he demonstrates how to examine your breast with young, little, voluptuous Lisa. Oh, yeah. That could be a man. I'll be Dr. Steele. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be Dr. Steele. I'm going to be a breast doctor when I turn 50. Okay, looking at your breath hanging down. They're looking pretty nice. Oh, yeah.
Link that one in the room.
The one you linked. Whichever one you linked. I just clicked on something else that was attached to it. Oh, she got some small tatas. Has a small tatas. There you go. All right, people, everybody have a great day, man. Be back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Lord willing. Yeah, I already know that we're chilling.
See you tomorrow, people.
Fuck out Friday. Score now. And on behalf of my special friends, Thursday time for music, huh? Yeah.
Favorite.
No way. Peace.
Still free.
to show me that you care.